The context of no context would seem to be the assignment of our next guest, Annie Carney, political reporter for Politico, who has been poring over the by now. The tally is about 6,500 WikiLeaks emails from top officials of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks has promised 50,000 more before the election. The emails hacked from Clinton's campaign chair John Podesta haven't contained anything that might sink the candidate, but they do offer a look behind the scenes at the Clinton camp's calculations, their careful positioning over issues like the Keystone XL pipeline, private speeches to Wall Street firms. Annie Carney, how bleary-eyed are you about all this?
I mean, you can really get into a hole when you start reading the emails and realize that 4 hours have passed and you've been reading over all these emails. It's both troubling that these are hacked documents that were obtained from John Podesta because of criminal activities, but it's also fascinating to see how the sausage gets made, how a political campaign operates, all of the thinking that went into how to defeat Bernie Sanders in the primary.
What represents questionable, actionable, possibly behavior on the part of John Podesta?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing yet. I mean, it's that we're looking at possibly 10 years of his personal email here. And I mean, I imagine it feels very violating to be John Podesta right now. But I mean, there's obviously no one wants their personal email read. And there's some griping about colleagues among other people, but so far it looks like just business, what you would expect people doing business of a campaign to be doing.
What you would expect from people who have a reputation for being ruthless and competitive and have been in politics all of their life.
Yes.
So is there anything more that can come down here that is a smoking gun? Is there any sort of block of emails that are suspicious?
So far, I think the most actionable, damaging thing in there is excerpts from Hillary Clinton's paid speeches in front of Wall Street banks that she adamantly did not want made public. And the irony of it is the parts that are now public are the parts that have been flagged by her speaker's bureau as these are the parts that would be problematic if these speeches ever became public. And that's the only part that's out now.
Wow.
The flags.
So examples?
Again, there's no smoking gun, but she's talking very friendly to Wall Street bankers. You have to have a private and a public position on politically contentious issues. There's definitely things that probably could have hurt her even more in the primary against Bernie Sanders when her closeness to Wall Street and were a problem for her.
Or could hurt her now, except that we're talking about other things.
Yeah, except it's really getting overshadowed by five women who are saying that Trump groped them.
Would these be an October surprise?
First of all, I think that we're going to see potentially emails related to how they went through the vice presidential process. I'm expecting to see something related to that coming out in the next 27 days, where we see personal emails that Hillary Clinton is sending to John Podesta on here. I think that this is a huge the Clinton campaign has people solely dedicated to trying to read through all of this to see what they're having to deal with before we can read through it. So I think this is a huge distraction. If there wasn't a bigger distraction on the other side, I think this could be problematic. But again, there's no smoking gun. There's nothing here that looks like they did anything improper.
John Podesta, Darth Vader?
John Podesta's been in politics for 50 years. And it seems like either he already knew to be careful because he knew he's a high-profile operator, but he kind of seems like exactly what you would expect John Podesta to be like, a real professional. He speaks to governors and other elected officials and senators as equals. He tells them what to do. He almost communicates with Hillary Clinton like an equal in these emails. I mean, there's nothing really embarrassing for him in there so far.
And as far as the Russian connection is concerned, Trump has said, boy, wouldn't it be great to get some of those erased emails out? There's no hint of that.
From
the State Department servers.
No, but the Clinton campaign is very much trying to link the Trump campaign directly to the Russians, directly to this hack. And so far, they've pointed to Trump advisor Roger Stone as having seemed to have prior knowledge that this hack of John Podesta's emails were coming. But I don't think they've pointed to anything that absolutely ties Donald Trump's campaign to coordinating with Julian Assange and the Russians to hack it. But that's what they think happened. That's what they're trying to say.
She's a politics reporter for Politico. Annie Carney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.